Welcome to American Mosaic from VOA Learning English. I'm June Sims. Have you ever seen the painting called Allies Day 1917 by the American artist Child Hassam? You can find it in the National Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C., but you could also find a copy of it at a city bus stop last month. Allies Day 1917 was part of a huge campaign across America in August. Pictures of the nation's most popular artworks were displayed on big signs, bus shelters, subway stations, and more. The campaign was called Art Everywhere. 5 major museums led the project. The organizers say they wanted to permit more people to enjoy art and learn about U.S. culture and history. The campaign reproduced 58 American paintings, photographs, and other works of art. The work covered a period of 230 years in American history. The organizers presented the reproductions in about 50,000 places. Charles Brock is with the National Gallery of Art, one of the museums involved in the campaign.
It's really educating people about the foundations of American visual culture.
Mr. Brock says the campaign was also designed to persuade people to visit museums.
Museums, of course, are dedicated to preserving culture for future generations, and so we have to make sure that those future generations are interested.
Museum visitor Elizabeth Van Beek praised the Art Everywhere campaign.
It's nice to get to have art every place and make it more accessible to kids.
The idea for the campaign came from a similar project in Britain called Art Everywhere in the UK. Richard Reed was the founder.
America, to me, is a country that just does things bigger and better. More posters in more prominent places with wonderful art all across the country.
The 5 museums that organized Art Everywhere nominated 100 possible works. Then, in April, they invited Americans to vote on which they would most like to see represented. The artwork that got the most votes overall was the 1942 Edward Hopper painting, Nighthawks. The work hangs in the Illinois Museum, Art Institute of Chicago. Stephen Freitas is with the Outdoor Advertising Association of America. It helped pay the costs of Art Everywhere.
People are going to the website, they're using the map, and they're going out and they're looking for and finding the pieces of art. We've encouraged people through Instagram to upload selfies of themselves with the artwork. And at the end, we're going to randomly select 10 winners.
Kurt Gunther is a visitor to D.C. from Arizona.
I'm from Phoenix, where art isn't really as celebrated, and putting it, I guess, in public places allows people to see art when they're not going to museums.
Tanaka Rubens is visiting the U.S. from Japan.
It's amazing to be here in New York and see all this work of art for free.
Michael Vitikin of Washington, D.C. agrees.
Well, it would be great if they did it year-round.
Art Everywhere gives museums the chance to share treasures more widely. And the public gets a chance to experience those treasures in unexpected ways. I'm June Sims.
Words in the news. Museum. Noun. A building in which interesting and valuable things, such as paintings and sculptures, or scientific or historical objects, are collected and shown to the public. Reproduction. Noun. Copy. Something that is made to look exactly like an original. Celebrate. Verb. To honor a person or event with special activities. Treasure. Noun. A large collection of money, jewels, or other things of great value. Now it's your turn to use these words in the news. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.